And if you couldn't stay on that horse, you might say, I fell. Off. Which I really probably have done. I've done that a few times. And if a child went to sleep in the bed and found himself on the floor in the morning, he would say, I must have fallen out of the bed. I've got one that does that all the time. And he wants bunk beds. Now I'm going, and he'd have to sleep on the top, and I'm going to put him. You'd put rail around the bed where it really is.
My, that would be dangerous.
It really would. And he as long as there's a guardrail on it, but he travels all over the bed. He goes a million miles at night. And I don't know, we'll have to keep a rail on his bed all the time because he just flips back and forth. He used to go off the end even if we had a rail slide and start up it. What would you call the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them?
Shoes.
And the part of the horse's feet that you would put a shoe on? Can you think of any outdoor games that you might have played as a child?
Croquet.
Scotch.
Do you ever throw?
Hide and seek. Baseball.
Horseshoes. Did you ever throw horseshoes on
them? No, children.
No, children didn't do that.
No, they didn't do that. I don't recall. And you ever heard of a game called quats?
No.
Never. Do you ever fly kites?
Yes, tried to. Didn't do that much.
Was that something, though, that was a real occasion to get a kite or to a child?
I don't recall I ever got one.
Well, it never went luck. What would you call a male sheep?
Ram. I could buy a hard one from Texas and the express on it was more than the ramp.
Oh, no. Did he get here?
Oh, yes.
Did he come by train or?
Yeah. Express on the train from Texas.
Mm. I guess that was quite an occasion when he got here. Did you buy some sheep?
Yes, we had sheep when we first got this place.
Really? What about the female sheep?
That's a ewe.
Any other words for sheep?
For sheep? Nothing but the little ones, the lambs.
Did you raise any sheep for a particular purpose?
No, just because we thought they were pretty and entertaining, but I did. You have to have them shared. And I sent the wool to Texas, and I have lovely wool blankets made from our own sheep.
How nice. That's great. But you never sold any. Did you not have that many?
No, we didn't have that much.
I don't think there are that many in this area.
But now, you know, at one time, now, your ancestor, Mr. Marcus Evans, there was, I read where there'd been about, it was fabulous. 26,000 pounds of wool had been brought to market at Bartow, his store.